for Lickin' On Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' On Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. Now, here's your host of Lickin' On Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everybody. It is Monday, March 4th, and we are here at Los Angeles for the Lenders One Conference. Again, this podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals, and we're grateful to have you as our listener. Our commitment is to bring you timely information that you can listen to anytime and anywhere. So grateful for each one of our sponsors, Byte Software, again, designed to be both a powerful and flexible software program. And big corporations could use this as well as some startups. So it's really scalable from the smallest up to the biggest. Enterprise, that's the word I was looking for. So anyway, Byte Software gives you the total control over your loan process and the freedom to do business the way you want. It maximizes efficiency, unlimited custom screens and fields powered by governance, flexible API, workflow automation, just a whole lot more. Be sure to check them out. The best part of these guys, they don't lock you up in a long-term contract because they're insecure and they got to do that. The only long-term contract you should go into is a marriage. That's the one. I don't know. All your stuff when it comes to technology, short-term contracts. If they're good, we should earn a right to be there every single day. That's what I love about Byte Software. Finastra, the largest fintech company in the world, is a sponsor. Grateful to have them. Now, their users rely on their automated email notifications for each stage of the loan process communicated out in a real-time basis. Check out Finastra. Also, Total Expert. I love these guys. These are market leaders with what they're doing with their CRM technology. Their customer engagement technology increases loyalty, drives growth for anybody that's in the mortgage lending process. Check out Total Expert. And so glad for that partnership. Thank you to Joe Weilu and to all of our sponsors. Also to Lender Homepage. This is an all-in-one powered platform that provides a seamless platform to mortgage businesses of all sizes. They've been around. They've been building websites. They're doing so much more. Also, Truv. You've got to check out Truv. You are able to reduce your cost to do employment, income, industry, and what is asset verifications. They will help save you so much money. Also, Angel AI. Man, check out what Angel AI does. It is literally a tectonic shift in technology in our mortgage space. Mortgage Bankers Association, thank you. We're going to hear from them in just a minute. Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, Knowledge Coop, iEmergent, also Mobility MMI, and Modex. Both of these so powerful when it comes to recruiting. Also, we're grateful for our regulars, Adam DeSantis here, Les Parker with his TM Spotlight, Matt Graham, as well as David Kittle. Alice Alvey's got an important update for us, as well as Alan Pollack and our newest contributor, Bill Corbett. Let's get over to Adam DeSantis with today's MBA Mortgage Minute. Adam, what do you have with us?
Hi, I'm Adam DeSantis. This is the Mortgage Minute, the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. In an effort to reduce repurchase requests and support financial resiliency, Fannie Mae last week reintroduced its Notice of Potential Defect process. The notice, similar to the Retired Loan Quality Defect Notice, gives lenders a 30-day window to correct defects before Fannie Mae proceeds with the existing resolution process. This change comes after extensive engagement between MBA, FHFA, and the GSEs as part of an ongoing effort to improve the quality control process and mitigate the harmful impact of performing loan repurchases. In a statement addressing these recent moves, MBA President and CEO Bob Brooksmith expressed appreciation for Fannie Mae's announcement and support for a Freddie Mac pilot program that more fundamentally rethinks the process to reduce or eliminate repurchases on performing loans, particularly for smaller lenders. Brooksman also acknowledged that while Fannie Mae's early notification aligns with MBA's recommendations, there is further work Fannie Mae can undertake to improve the loan repurchase process. MBA has led the industry over the past 2 years in constructive engagement with FHFA and the GSEs to develop more effective alternatives to a repurchase request when dealing with minor loan defects on performing loans. We will continue to support the development of positive and meaningful changes to the QC process and will remain engaged with FHFA, the GSEs, and members to ensure high-quality underwriting and appropriate application of the rep and warranty framework. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it for the update. Listeners, be sure to download the Mortgage Action Alliance app, also known as MAW. You can find it on your cell phones, on your smartphones. You will find it in the App Store. Be sure to download it because you can have your voice heard on the Hill as the MBA works so hard to help support us. And you heard some of what they're doing just there in that report. Please support the MBA by downloading this app so that you can support their efforts. You do not have to be a member of the MBA. You should be. You don't have to be. Let's get over to Les Parker with this week's TM Spotlight and the macro view of the market.
TM Spotlight Soundbites is brought to you by PowerSeller, making hedging easy.
Why do bears never get an answer when they're knocking at the door? Because the truth is hard to swallow. That's what the balance war is for.
Embrace the balance war between bulls and bears and prepare for a breakthrough. Recent range trading displays the mortgage market's wrestling with its love and hate of equilibrium. But it's transitory, like a guillotine dropping with each swing. Whose pipeline is on the block? Typical pipeline hedgers win amid calm and get decapitated with vast and fast moves in a single direction. Hedgers that use scenario planning win with outsized moves and stay employed.
When breaks, tell us what will be.
These views are mine. Escape the pain of breaks at tmspotlight.com.
All right, go sign up for Les Parker's newsletter to TM Spotlight. You get the paid version for free when you put in the word power or power seller in the signup area. It's a good newsletter, man. It has got packed with so much information. Let's get over to Matt Graham and an update from MBS Live. Matt Graham, founder of CEO of MBS Live. Appreciate him and his market update. Matt, what do you have for us today?
This is Matt Graham with the MBS Live market update. If the week before last was the one where the bond market was finally able to hold its ground after yields had slipped higher and higher in recent weeks, last week was the one where the bond market actually made progress back toward lower levels. There had been a sideways range marked by 10-year treasury yields between 4.22 and 4.32, give and take. And we broke below that on Friday afternoon. We're maybe holding below that to start the new week. Last week's breakout was driven primarily by economic data. There was a lot of anticipation over the PCE inflation data, even though it is not as big of a market mover as the CPI index. Up until that point, Treasury yields had drifted sideways to slightly higher during the first 3 days of the week, with initial pressure coming from a condensed Treasury auction cycle. Treasury auctions normally take place Tuesday through Thursday, but during this cycle, it was condensed to Monday and Tuesday. That created some visible upward pressure that was relieved or was starting to be relieved after the auction cycle wrapped up. And Thursday morning's data, including PCE, helped start the trend toward lower yields. It wasn't just PCE, however, which came in as expected, but also a higher reading for jobless claims, specifically continuing claims. That was at the second highest level since it was first on the way down after the COVID lockdown spike sent it to astronomical levels. And we also had Chicago PMI, which is a purchasing managers index, just a broad measure of economic activity in that district. And that came in much lower than expected in contractionary territory. Pending home sales also fell about 15 minutes later, but that wasn't much of a market mover. Then on Friday, a report that we hadn't focused much on, but that is at least as important as PCE, oftentimes more important. ISM manufacturing also came in weaker than expected and caused a continuation of the rally that began on Thursday. All told, that allowed Friday to break the sideways range that had bottomed out around 4.22 in 10-year treasury yields and got us all the way down into the teens at 4.17 and change. We're starting off the current week in slightly weaker territory, but not back inside that previous range just yet. We're right on the border. And in any event, it doesn't much matter because the rest of the week has some serious economic data, specifically Friday's big jobs report. That always has the power to reshape the narrative. And before that, there are several other notable supporting actors in terms of economic data, with ISM's non-manufacturing index being the first biggie of the week tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. That is typically more of a market mover than last Friday's manufacturing version. Wednesday, we have JOLTS, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. That's been a big market mover. It coincides with Fed Chair Powell's semi-annual congressional testimony. That seems like it should be a big event, but it isn't always in these situations where the Fed has been quite transparent. If Powell were to provide new details on a future Fed policy shift, not that he can know exactly what that will look like ahead of time, but say he were to give details that we haven't yet seen on the quantitative tightening tapering process, the process whereby they will not be rolling off assets on their balance sheet as quickly as they currently are. That could get the market's attention, but in general, everybody knows that we're waiting on economic data, and Powell is likely to simply reiterate the same things he's been saying on that regard for a while. Then on Thursday, more Fed Chair Powell testimony, less consequential that time because Wednesday's version will likely have contained any significant market reaction, and it's really just limited to jobless claims at 8:30 a.m. that morning. Then, of course, big jobs report Friday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, and that is definitely the biggest potential market mover of the week. Could raise questions or confusion ahead of the following week's CPI data. And then a week later, we will get the next Fed announcement. So 3 weeks in a row of highly consequential calendar releases. That's going to do it for this week. Back to you.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it very much. Again, check out Matt's mbslive.net. You can sign up for it and get the latest updates, nanosecond updates with what's going on in the market real time. Real good stuff. Got it on behind me at all times. It's got some great, very critical information there. You can sign up using the LOL for Lincoln on Lending podcast on the sign up screen. It'll give you an extended period without a credit card, but just go ahead and sign up for it. It's that good a system. More and more people are doing it. And I hear from our listeners saying, Lincoln, thank you so much. Didn't know it existed. And now we do. And we're signed up. We love it. Alice Alvey is here. She is Vice President of Partner Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. Alice, what do you have for us on the legislative update? Good to have you here.
Hello, everyone. Well, today we're going to talk credit scores. A few days ago, FHFA announced that they are going to be able to roll out their VantageScore 4.0 data in Q3 of 2024. So they moved up when they're going to be able to share historical information about this particular credit score model. For those of you who are just getting up to speed on what's happening with the credit scores, there is a big change coming at the end of 2025. At that point, all lenders will be required to run a FICO 10T and a VantageScore 4.0 credit report. We will also be just needing to run from two repositories as opposed to all three, which we do today. Now, what's the impact? Some folks say, wow, that looks good. That sounds great. We'll get just two instead of three. Is that easier for the customer to understand? FHFA believes that that'll add some competition between the three, maybe for accuracy. But for us as lenders, as our side of the stakeholder, we have a legitimate concern that if there's a debt that was on that third credit report repository information that we didn't include, if we went with two and there was a debt like a car loan sitting on another one that wasn't disclosed on the other two, and now we've closed the loan, would FHFA, Fannie or Freddie, come back and say you need to buy this loan back because the borrower's debt ratio is too high? Now, the agencies are definitely working through all the operational concerns that go with making this type of change. That discussion is on the table. We don't have an outcome on that. You know, we've got plenty of time for them to work through that. Our hope is that they will recognize that all the risk can't fall with the lender. So I digressed. Back to the original topic. It will still be not until end of 2025 before this becomes required. In the meantime, mark your calendars for Q3 of 2024. That's this year. And guess what, folks? Q1's almost done. So make sure you've got your owners identified and you're ready to ingest this data, the historical data of the VantageScore, to see what benefit it may have in your market and for your customer portfolio. That's my update for today. Back to you.
Good job. Thank you, Alice. Appreciate it very much. You can listen to all of Alice's updates on our website, as you can with each one of the segments that you hear on the podcast. You can go back and listen to all of them. We've got Alan Pollock with the tech update. He is a tech industry advisor and so much more than just tech, but Alan's here with the tech update. What you got, friend?
Hey, David. Good to be here today. We are pre-recorded, so thank you, everyone, for listening. And a couple quick things. First, I thought this was very interesting. I saw this online. It has nothing to do with mortgage. Usually my antidotes early in the program somehow relating to mortgage, but at the moment this one doesn't. But I thought it was pretty cool and interesting. The topic is line cutting. And this article, you know, talked about how cutting someone in line can be rude, or is it only for the really wealthy? Anyways, there's four examples of how line cutting has become such a good business idea. As an example, Clear membership, $189 a year. They now have 19 million members. Tinder, $4.99 a month to skip the virtual queue. Ski resorts are offering a fast track like Killington over in Vermont. 4-day pass is $200. You get to skip all the lines. And then finally, Universal Studios, $110 per person in addition to admission, and you get to skip everything. So if you're interested, check it out. But line cutting is becoming a business. Maybe if you're starting a business or you're ideating to do something cool, think about the line cutting business. All right, let's get into the mortgage industry. So, David, here's a company I've never heard of. It's called Zorral. It says that they're the automation platform for mortgage. And it says for the past 20 years, and I think this was in the Crisman report, but word for word, it says Zorral has created, implemented, and refined an innovative AI-powered automation platform for mortgage banking and finance. And they basically say whether you're using them for automation, for underwriting automation, or warehouse line automation, or their bespoke configurations, they're the platform to look at. So check it out. Zorral sounds pretty interesting. The next one was, and in case you missed it, we all know who, let's see here, Candor is. Well, Candor just closed a Series B equity round. It was led by Rice Park Capital Management, Arthur Ventures, and Assurant Ventures. And they're very excited, of course, in the press release they mentioned that. It'll be interesting to see what the next version of Candor becomes. David, we have coming up in our great family of listeners, we have the Ellie Mae ICE Experience, March 18th to the 20th. And so some of the press releases and things I'm finding have to do with that. Areal.ai looks like they've announced that they're going to be there. Their solutions are designed to streamline mortgage workflows, enhance efficiencies, and ensure compliance. So I mentioned that one because it is one I've not heard of. It's Areal.ai. And I want to talk a little bit about what we call automated underwriting or streamlining workflows in just a moment. The second one that I saw online, Lender Price, and they're not only will be there, but they're a winner of the 2024 ICE Lender's Choice Award for Innovative Service Provider. So congrats to those folks over there. I also found, let's just see here. Yeah. So, let's pause there for a second. So, you know, we're going to continue to hear more about automated AI. We're going to continue to hear more about streamlined workflows. And I think we've all forecasted and talked about, hey, what's 2024 going to look like, right? You've asked me that question, David, and so have many others. At the end of the day, it is going to be all about understanding which vendors are offering AI, what the AI truly does. Is it really AI? But more importantly, I think this is the year where we redefine ourselves. Say we're a mortgage lender. We redefine ourselves as part of a technology vendor. And we understand what it truly takes to run this technology and manage these vendors and these solutions. And do we finally have all the right mix? Do the 10, 15, or 20, you know, vendors that you have involved in your technology solution, are they the right ones? Do you have good relationships? What's their customer service like? That's what we have to redefine or work towards in the rest of this year. Luckily, we're still in the first quarter, but this is very critical. There'll be a point when volume increases and folks that everyone's rearranged the deck chairs. And so this is the time when we put all that back together, but we rearrange them in a different place and we figure out if we even have the right deck chairs. So obviously, if you want to learn more about doing that, you can reach out to David or myself. you know how to get a hold of me. It's Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at tms-advisors.com. And, you know, David's information. And by the way, I'll make a call out. Sue Woodard, who is over with Stratmore. Sue had an article, which I read online, which was fantastic. And it was called Relationship Counseling, talking about lenders and vendors. And do you even get along with your vendors, or do you need marriage counseling? I don't want to summarize her article. Maybe we can save that for next week. But if you haven't seen it, it's on LinkedIn. Please go see it. Sue, fantastic thought leadership and article. But it is absolutely true, and it's exactly what I've been saying that we need to be focusing on for 2024. So with that, thank you for listening, and talk to you all next week.
All right, folks, that wraps up the podcast today. So good to have you here. I appreciate you telling others about the podcast. Again, thank you to Adam DeSantis, Les Parker, Matt Graham, David Kittle, Alice Alvey, Alan Pollack, and Mark Helm for their contributions to this podcast each and every week. Also, thank you to Byte Software, Finastra, Total Expert, Lender Homepage, Truve, as well as Angel AI, MBA. Sign up for the Mortgage Action Alliance app, folks. Please do. Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, iEmergent, Knowledge Coop, Mobility, MMI, and Modex. All of our sponsors, thank you so much. Have a great day. Look forward to seeing you back here next week, and have a great week. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.